Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size Science. This is Dr. Chris Smith and also Dr. Kat Arney. We're from The Naked Scientists. In part one, we looked at the huge growth in human population and how we're causing pollution in water, air and on the land. But what about some of the other impacts we're having on the planet? Kat, we hear a lot in the news these days about greenhouse gases and global warming, so tell us about those.
Methane and carbon dioxide are greenhouse gases, and these are produced by burning fossil fuels as well as by other things. I mean, for example, methane is produced by cows when they break wind. And these gases can form a kind of blanket in the atmosphere, absorbing heat and trapping it, and this can warm the Earth up.
But how do we know that these gases are having this kind of effect?
Think about the moon. It's roughly the same distance from the sun as the Earth, but the moon's got no atmosphere, so it's got no greenhouse gases. And up there, it's a chilly minus 18 degrees centigrade, while down here on Earth, our average temperature's around 14 degrees. So you can see that the greenhouse effect has been vital for keeping our planet warm, which has allowed life to flourish in all its glory. But now it does seem to be getting out of hand, as levels of these gases are rising dramatically.
But isn't carbon dioxide used by trees and other plants?
You're right, trees do need carbon dioxide for photosynthesis, but the problem is that humans are cutting down lots of trees around the world and not planting them again. And we'll talk more about deforestation later, but briefly, if people clear land for timber and space for farming, this means there are fewer trees to take up the carbon dioxide in the air. And also, if trees are burned or left to rot, they can release carbon dioxide. What's more, if land is cleared for cattle farming, cows produce a lot of methane when they break wind, which, believe it or not, can actually contribute to global warming. And paddy fields, which are used for growing rice, can also produce methane. And this is particularly important in Asia, where they farm a lot of rice.
So what happens if the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere does go up?
Well, over time, we can see that the planet's temperature has gone up as the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere has also gone up. So this is what scientists call global warming, and it can lead to climate change. So, for example, a change of only a few degrees in temperature will lead to ice melting at the poles. This could raise sea levels and this could cause floods. And we can also expect more freak weather events such as storms and hurricanes as the climate changes.
And what other impacts have we had on the planet?
We humans are a pretty greedy bunch. We use land and resources for farming, quarrying, dumping waste and building. And this cuts down the amount of land for wild animals and plants.
So how have we managed to do all these things?
Most of the problem's due to urbanisation, that's the growth of cities. And cities are home to around half of the world's population. In fact, experts predict that by 2015, the world's six largest cities will have more than 20 million people living in each of them. And that includes cities like Mumbai and Delhi in India.
And what sort of impact will that have on the environment?
Urbanisation does cause a lot of problems, including more pollution and more energy use. And it also means that less land's available for growing food, and also habitats for wild animals and plants are lost. It also means that people go to live in the city for jobs, so rural communities suffer too.
Crikey. Is there any solution?
Well, the challenge for the world now is to look at sustainable development, which means trying to improve our quality of life, so have a nice life, without messing up the planet for future generations. So we do need to plan development carefully around the world and try and make the best use of the resources we have.
Now, often when we hear about the environment, people talk about the destruction of rainforests in South America. So is that a big problem?
Well, humans have been cutting down trees for building and burning for thousands of years. But as the population has increased, so has this deforestation. And it's not just in South America. It's all over the world.
Surely the trees could grow back.
Well, yes, they can, but the problem is that trees aren't often replanted, so the world's forests are shrinking rapidly. This means that habitats for plants and animals are destroyed, and also burning forests can cause air pollution. Trees also do a really important job of holding soil firmly in place. Without trees, erosion happens much faster, and this can lead to floods and landslides.
Now, Kat, you mentioned the loss of habitats. Why is that important?
Losing plants and animals leads to a loss of biodiversity.
And what's that?
Well, biodiversity means the number of different species that we have, as well as all the differences between the animal and plant species, and the differences between habitats and ecosystems on the planet. So basically, biodiversity means the great and wonderful variety of all the life on Earth. So if we lose our forests, then we could lose important plants and animals that might be useful in the future, such as sources of new medicines. And also, some people do think we have a moral responsibility to look after our planet and its resources, plants and animals.